Hello, everybody. This is Tony. I'm dialing in just to get the call started so we can take blessing requests. I'm hoping Glenn is going to be able to call. Right now, I can't tell if she's got a technical problem. I actually had a technical problem trying to get this call started today, too. So maybe it's just a day where there's a bit of glitchiness with everything. So if you would like to make a blessing request, please enter *6 and we'll take your blessing request. It's going to be just a moment. I want to get a piece of paper to write down requests. So if you'd like to, you can get in the queue for requests, *6. Be right back. Okay. We have a wireless caller. Hello.
Hey, Tony. It's Scott. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you, man.
Yeah.
I had a couple good experiences during the week. Some blessings I wanted to share.
Yeah.
I've got friends that help kids. They work at a nonprofit to help kids that have maybe gotten into just a little bit of trouble to set goals and get life going on a better track. And some of them that are doing really well were invited to an awards ceremony to receive some awards on the weekend. But they asked me to come and coach them as far as the protocol of what you do when you receive an award. So I had a really good day. I went in last Thursday and coached a few of the kids so that they could go to the program and have a really good experience. And so it was a really good week, really good experience.
Oh, that sounds lovely. How's the weather down there where you are right now?
Hi, everybody. This is Glenda. I think I accidentally cut off Scott. Scott, I'm so sorry. Log back in. I was desperately trying to get on the call. I'm here. Can you hear me? Okay. I'm so sorry to be late, and my apologies if any of you are worried about me. There was a really bad accident on the highway, and I was behind it. So I didn't have my cell phone with me of all times in the world. I wouldn't, because it's glued to my hip normally. And so I used my time to offer a blessing for those in the accident. It turned out not to be that serious, except for a terrible, terrible traffic jam. And I knew that Tony would be here. So thank you so much, Tony, for taking over and getting everyone through it. And you will, great, and you will have to continue because I couldn't log in. So you just go ahead.
Okay, all right, good. But I'm really glad that you can break in because I'm hoping we can keep you on here, or if you get bumped, break back in, okay, so that you can.
Okay, I will be bumped, but I'll come back in, okay?
Okay, awesome, yeah. All right, we have, looks like Joanna has a blessing request. Can we do her blessing request? Here we go, we'll go, Joanna. Hello, Joanna, can you hear?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can, yes. Hi.
Oh, good, good. I would like to ask for prayers for two very wonderful spiritual leaders who I don't want to go into all the details, but are having a lot of difficulty right now. And it's Corey Good and David Wilcox. They need prayers right now. and don't want to go into the details, but they are in kind of the lines, the fire, I mean, in other words, they're in trouble with energies right now.
All right. Yeah, we'll have them on the list. Thank you for that request. Anything else that you wanted to add?
Well, you know, as long as I'm here, I could also ask for my family, especially my son, his wife, Zandy Severs, and his wife and two boys. They're in a big transition now, and I'd like for prayers for them as well.
Okay. All right.
And me too, actually, as long as we're doing it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. And I see a caller from area code 512. I'm going to click you, and it'll probably take a second until you're connected.
Hello. My name's Nancy, and I had previously had many prayers for Carol and my sister Laura and everything. I just wanted to know you to know that Carol has gotten over she's no longer has cancer. She's at total remission and having fun going to all the weddings in her family. And my sister is not getting lupus. They found out that her pelvic is a little bit off, and so she's getting chiropractic help and massages, and she feels a lot better. I just want to say continued prayers to anybody who needs them, and God knows who they are, and continue rebalancing and good health to everybody else. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. All right. I see we've got a caller from area code 828 for blessing requests. I'll click you should be able to hear in a second. Hello.
Hi, my name's David.
Hi, David.
I'm calling to add a few people to the blessing request. My girlfriend's 89-year-old mother, Cynthia, and my parents. My mom's taking care of my dad. My dad is his name is Doug and Eleanor, and Cynthia, because now we're traveling across the country to go look in on them and been making the trips, and it's you probably know what it's like if you've had parents or relatives that are sick, and so it's kind of like everybody's being taxed and affected, and you know, we're just kind of like, you know, we go out and hang out for a week, do our work, come back, rest up, go pack, and Janice is my girlfriend, I'm David, so it's like we could all use a little help with the energetic support here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm glad you called, and that is a lot. I've been through it with family. Gosh, it seems like a lot of friends and extended family are going through challenging things right now. So we have Janice, Cynthia, Doug, Eleanor, and David on the list.
And Cynthia,
yep. All right, well, thank you very
much
for calling.
Thank you.
All right, God bless you. And we have a caller from area code 904.
Hello, is it Tony?
Hello. Yeah, hi.
Hi, Tony. I had called in, and at almost a quarter after, no one was on, and
yeah.
I've just decided to call back in to see if by chance something was happening. What happened today?
Well, there were some technical problems. Glenda actually got caught in a traffic jam, and so she was able to call in. She'll probably be back on the call here in a minute or two. So I started the call so we could take blessing requests, and Glenda was able to get out of the traffic jam. So she'll be with us in a minute or two, I think. Is there a blessing request you had today?
Yes, and I'm sorry to interlude with that, but I went online and tried to find some things about lovewithin.com and whatever, and it wasn't pulling it up, and it was just very strange. So thank you for explaining. Yes, I would love a blessing to go out to someone important in my life named David. He's having a lot of dental and teeth issues, and August 2nd has some dental work surgery done. Also, for myself, I'd appreciate a blessing as I am looking for work in the right place. and the right location in which to reside, and a blessing for everyone on the call. And thank you, Tony, for helping.
Oh, sure. Tell us your name again, dear.
Vicki.
Vicki. Okay. Yes. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for calling and for calling back in.
Yes, I'm glad I did. Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, let's see here. Looks like we have another wireless caller here.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
I'm calling from Massachusetts, and I want to ask a blessing for one of my great nephews, Devin, who's got some serious problems he's dealing with right now.
Okay. And what's your name, please, dear?
June, like the month.
June. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And I also want to say I'm very grateful. I asked a blessing on finding a place to live, and the place I have now is just wonderful, and I want to, you know, convey that, you know, that it's, blessings have come my way in that area, which
yeah.
I prayed about and asked for blessings.
It's wonderful to hear that.
Yes, and thank you, Tony, for stepping in. All right. Blessings to you and Glenda and everyone.
Thanks so much.
Hi, Tony. I'm here.
Hey, Glenda.
Hey, I was the other wireless caller, but at least I have the ability to pull myself on. I actually was not able to log in as a moderator once you had the Q&A session going. And the recording going, but that's okay because I've discovered I can just come in the queue and then bring myself on when I need to talk. So that's really all we need because you're doing a great job on everything else. And I just want to thank everyone for your patience and your faith and your trust. It's so important that we know that when we are in the right place, doing the right thing will happen. Sometimes we just have to be patient. And I don't know if I was led to that traffic jam by destiny, but I think I helped a lot of people who could have been hurt very badly. So, and Tony was totally capable of taking over here. So, sometimes we just have to have a little bit of faith in the sequencing of events. And that brings me up to a subject I really do want to talk about a little bit in depth right now, because we are starting our summer seminar, our webinar, in two weeks from today. We will be starting. And it's all about the right way and the wrong way to do everything. And actually, you know, we get conditioned as children because mom and dad say, no, no, that's bad, or good boy, good girl. And so we get very conditioned to think that what's good is what is sanctioned by others, and what's bad is what is prevented by others, or that good and bad are absolutes that we can, that we have to consider as being just such a way, no matter what. Well, the fact is, there are only a few things that are absolutely bad, and they're lined out in the Ten Commandments and a few of our civil laws. Most of the time, what makes something good is our faith in God and our ability to engage with the moment and create a living, productive relationship with that moment. What makes something bad is the destructive behavior we create around things we don't understand or we just don't like. And it really comes down to relationships and how to relate
in the best possible way to where we find ourselves in life, in the course of living, at our age group, in our family group, among our friends, in our work. How do we relate to that and move on? One of the things that I have been really working on and noticing, especially as I get ready for this course, are all the little bags of garbage in my past. And I don't even know what's in those bags of garbage. It's kind of like, you know, those black lawn sacks that we could put leaves in and we stack up in the yard until we get all the job done. But sometimes the first snow comes and we never get those black bags in and they stay out there all winter. Well, if we look back on our life, we can see little packages back there and we don't even know what's in it. We just know it was something we didn't want. It's something we didn't care about. We didn't want to carry on with. But there might have been something good in it if we looked at it again. Or we might be able to create a relationship with it that would heal the wound if we could access it again and look at it again. Or there might be a lesson in it if we could look at it again. And so really, I have found that God has taken us through life to present us with opportunities for engagement. And a good example for me is if I had to go through Hurricane Harvey again, what would I do? Well, I sure wouldn't do what I did. That's for sure. But I did learn a lot from it. I learned a lot that I would never have learned otherwise, but I still would do it differently because I could have averted a lot of problems. I could have prepared better. I could have been set up, knowing what to expect. In other words, I could have had, even though that was a very negative situation I was going to be facing in my life, I could have made better decisions about it and gone through it better. So what this is all about is there's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. We can't change the fact that storms will happen, loved ones will die, friendships will break up, we'll lose jobs or not get the ones we want. Maybe we'll get turned down from unemployment or a home because we don't have the right credentials. How could we have done that better? What could we do better? You know, the thing is, we make things bad in our mind. Because for us, they were a failure. We didn't do them right. We failed at it. And so we say, oh, that's bad. And then when we look back on it, it's like we were sitting on a cactus. It hurts. It just hurts to feel it, look at it, even think about it. But what if we could take all of those thorns out of our backside? What if we could turn those thorns into cactus jelly? What if we could learn from everything? Then we can restore the movement to our life and most of all restore flexibility, the ability to engage in the future in a more positive way. And I have found that by unwrapping some of those plastic bags stuck back 20 years ago in my life, and some of them literally in my garage, that I've been hauling around through two movements of homes. I went back and looked in those boxes and bags and I thought, oh Lord, why would I ever think I needed to hang on to this? Okay, you're going to make it to Goodwill. You're on your way to the charity box right now. And I'm lightening my load. But that's just material stuff. What about the emotional stuff? What about the psychological and spiritual stuff? Tony, I don't know if you have made an announcement, because I would have missed it, about the lunar equinox coming up this Friday. Did you?
Yeah, didn't mention it yet.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, We've been talking about this for several weeks because we had one a week ago, but it was just a tee up to the big one. This is the big one, everybody. This is the one that's going to last long enough to really give us an intermission. And that's the way I like to be. It's like we're in a concert. Okay? Life is the concert. And all of a sudden, it comes to a close and we get to have an intermission. And in that intermission, we can go outside and smell fresh air. We could go have some refreshments or talk to friends or take advantage of the restroom. We could do whatever nature calls us to do in that intermission. But when we come back to the next part of the theater or the concert, we don't feel the same. We feel different. That's what it's going to be like. And during that intermission is going to be a great time for you to let go of attachments from the past you don't need anymore, especially because of something I'm sure Tony already reminded you of. It's going to be holding hands with the South Node, which is all about things we bring forward from the past. Right? And it's going to be right next door to the planet Mars, which is all about energy. So it could be about energy that just went dead on us from the past that could be brought back to life now. It's a great time to look at all of these things that we will be addressing and getting ready for this webinar that's going to start the week right after that. So, you know, we're all at a better place in life right now. There's so many things we've gone through in the past where we made the best choice we could, but we went into it with either some degree of reservation or intimidation or lack of preparation. So we didn't necessarily make the best choices. And because we didn't make the best choices, we've been hanging on to something that we need to let go of. And I think that would be a great thing for us to take into the blessing today. And I was just thinking, maybe we should do a whole group blessing with our community, not during the equinox, but right before. I don't know. What do you think, Tony?
Oh, I think, yeah, I think that's very lovely. Any energy we would apply here would be something very, very strong. It's a great idea.
So that way we're primed to be passing through ourselves the energy of the Holy Spirit, the grace of God, and the love of Christ. And then we hold on to what's important. We let go of what doesn't matter. Long time ago, I did a webinar called What Matters Most. Did you take that one, Tony?
I don't think I did.
Okay. Well, for any of you in the audience that took that, maybe look back at your notes on that. That would be a good thing to do to get ready for this lunar eclipse. I don't know why I keep saying equinox. Maybe it is a kind of equinox where we reestablish our balance.
Yeah,
but it's an eclipse. I'm sorry for that little misnomer that came through my mind. Okay, is there anyone else in the queue?
There was Mary. Mary Piercy is there, and if we get her, then you'll have to bump yourself back in, or just
okay.
Put yourself in the queue again, and I'll pick you up. Okay, let's have Mary here. There you go. Are you there, Mary?
Thank everyone and give an update on my friend, the herbalist, Jim McDonald, who's in Scotland right now. He got to go home from the hospital, you know, through all the love and prayers and blessings that he received. He is still in a flat in Scotland till he gets strong enough to fly back to the States because he lives in Michigan. So I just wanted to thank everyone. He is still pretty weak. Of course, he was down for almost 2 months, you know, between,
Whoa.
You know, the, all that they accomplished. But he's, you know, doing well. He still has his humorous attitude and just wanting to build up his strength again and so he can fly back home. So his family is still with him. So that's a blessing as well. So I just
that is
ask,
so awesome.
I just wanted to ask for continued prayers and blessings for him so he can regain his strength and get back home.
And it was Jim McDonald, was that right?
Yes.
Thanks for the update on that, Mary. So I'll just remind everybody, it was a situation where he needed a lot of help. It was like a million to one shot that he could make it through this surgery because of a very serious heart problem. And he was able to make it through. And he's recovering. So that's amazing. Thank you so much, Mary, for the update on that. And I think we got Glenn. You bet.
I am back. And congratulations to Jim. Mary, thank you for telling us. And I've got a little miracle to tell too. And that is Rama, our cat blessing giver, is doing well. And he had a million to one chance as well. Because FIP in cats is about 1,000 to 1 prognosis of surviving. And that's if they were basically young and healthy. Rama is a senior citizen. He's not as senior as cats can be, but he's 14. And he is doing well. He's responding to his medicine and eating like a little billy goat. So he's here today to offer a blessing with the rest of us blessing givers.
Wow. That's amazing. Glenda, can I also, I want to put one blessing in there. My friend Tiger, he's continuing to do really well. His progress is wonderful. I just want to send a blessing for him and his continued growth and his strength and his grieving. But also my friend Steve, he's recovering from a heart attack. And he's doing really, really well. He had multiple problems, so I want to send a blessing for him. And, and my friend Eric, dear friend Eric, he just lost his mom. His mom was 97. She went very peacefully, but she just passed on. So I want to send a blessing for Eric and for his mom.
Okay. You know, it doesn't matter how timely a passing is. When we love them, we grieve for them.
Yeah.
Because the more we love them, the more we miss them. And it's part of our learning as human beings to be on the path and to pass through every stage of life that we may move on. And we'll all be there. I mean, at some point, the train will come to its destination for all of us. But in the meantime, we do grieve and miss those who move on to their next step. And I think it's time for a blessing because it is actually 3:45 and we let it go on because I was late. And there were so many who really wanted and needed to ask for a blessing. Thank you again, Tony, for being a great moderator. And
you're welcome.
I would just like everybody to be seated. Blessing givers, stand with me. Everyone else be seated. Relax. Take a deep breath. And then empty your lungs. And as you empty your lungs, allow your head to fall and your attention to fall into your heart. Be at peace within. And know that everything is right with God. And what we're going to do in this blessing is make our lives right with God. So just be content.
You can be in any position you wish to be, except don't have your arms and legs crossed. No lotus position, okay? Don't even have your eyes crossed. or pigtails. Just try not to bring energy from the right to the left side of your body, because we're going to be passing great, lovely flows of energy through you into the earth, down one side of your body, and then back up the other side of your body. Okay? It will always feel like it's coming down to the center, but it's actually going down the right, coming back on the left. And it goes down through the earth, into the earth, and then back up through the heavens to be cleansed by the grace of God, and then return back through the power of the Holy Spirit into your heart, and energized by the love of Christ, and then down into the earth to be magnetically anchored into the earth, so that it can be retained for you, so that it doesn't go away. You see, that's all part of a wonderful, wonderful spiritual ecology of energy, where it comes from the heaven, through the top of your head, into your heart, down through your autonomic nervous system, out through your feet into the ground, magnetized and held into the ground, perfected, retained, nurtured, and literally fertilized by the ground, then returned. So what you need to do is just relax and let the energy flow through you. Be in your prayer, however you choose to pray. It could be with words. It could be together with another, holding hands. It could be with song. It could be humming or even chanting. But the most important thing about prayer, the most important prayer, is the faith you have to literally be the prayer, seeing it done, seeing it fulfilled. And if you can hold that fulfillment in your heart as this energy flows through you into the ground and back through you to the heavens, it will energize and perfect the blessing. So let us begin, and I will begin my prayer to Yeshua. And when we are done, then you will be in your prayer. O Lord, our brother, our friend, our teacher, the one who joins us in our heart for the perfection of love, we ask that you be with us now. And magnify our blessings. Bring us to that which we most need and can most use to perfect our life and to literally eradicate from our body, heart, soul, and existence all of the things that harm and hurt us, that we may embrace all the things that are good for us, even if they challenge us. They are part of our destiny to learn and to be with. We ask that you be with all of those in our life so that as we move through this week, we will be with them and stay with us. And we will bring your love more fully into the world as we pass through it. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is now complete, except that you need to go and receive. So go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Close your eyes. Breathe gently. Just be in a completely surrendered receiving state, like an empty bucket being filled. And know that you're loved and you're blessed. I wish you a wonderful week, and I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.